The following presentation is brought to you by The Realm Network.
This is Vince Russo's The Brand.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to this edition of That's Life. I am Vince Russo, and today we are going to talk about exactly that. We're going to talk about life. We're going to talk about getting through the day, getting through the week, the month, and the year with each other. We're going to talk about being humble during the highs, and we're going to talk about making it through the lows, the ebbs and flows of life that every single one of us deal with. We all deal with depression. We all deal with stress. We all deal with anxiety. A lot of us, we're different people, but we all deal with the same issues. And that's why I like to come here on a weekly basis, talk about those issues, talk about what you may be able to do to make life just a little easier for you. A lot of what I talk about is biblically based. A lot of what I talk about, no doubt, is God based. But also a lot of what I talk about is logic. I'm a very, very logical guy. And I always go back to the roots and what makes sense. So yes, man, there is some spirituality involved. There is some God involved. But there's also logic with Christianity. There's logic with God. And those are the things I like to talk about. I like to talk about it in that aspect, to make it real to you, to put it in a sense that you can understand what I'm saying. Before I get into any of that, though, guys, I want to tell you this is an exciting week here on The Brand. We launched a bunch of new shows. We launched some shows on russosbrand.com. We launched some shows on patreon.com/RussoTWC. We brought some new people into the family as we continue to grow the brand. We grow the brand with good people. We grow the brand with knowledgeable people, people that have been there, people that have done that, people that know what they're talking about. I also like to surround myself with loyal people. I like to surround myself with people that I can count on, because that's the most important thing to me, that I live up to what I tell you is going to be delivered. And it takes really special people to be committed, to live up to their word, to do the work they're going to do, because I want nothing best for the brand. And when I know you guys are subscribing, or through Patreon, you're giving a donation, I want to make sure that you guys are getting exactly what's promised to you. You could opt out at any time, guys. There's no long-term commitment. You don't have to commit for 6 months, a year, nothing like that. You can literally go on a month-to-month basis. If we don't deliver, you can opt out. But I highly recommend and strongly recommend you give us a try. RussosBrand.com, patreon.com/RussoTWC. Guys, I want to talk about something today because, quite frankly, I am sick and tired of being attacked as a Christian. I am sick and tired of people who are Christians being attacked. I am tired of Christians being made fun of. I am tired as Christians being presented as weak people and nimble-minded people. And I'm sick of it. And pardon my French, but it's all bullshit. And I think people like to take the word Christianity and they like to assign their own meaning to it. They like to put their own set of beliefs to it. I know that I was criticized this week and my Christianity was held against me because I do a show called Castrating the Marks. And I am an entertainer at heart. I like to spotlight to people what's important. I think I was appointed to tell people you might be putting your time and energy in the wrong place. And you may really be missing why you are here and what's important in life. And really, that's what a show like Castrating the Marks is. It's entertainment. We have fun with it. We laugh. It is not personal attacks on people. It is not personal attacks on what they do or their livelihood. It is us having fun with some of the things they are saying pertaining to professional wrestling that are quite honestly ludicrous and funny and at times hard to believe. And I said from day one, my message has been, you guys are taking this way too seriously, man. You guys are missing the big picture of what's important in life. You're putting so much energy on this one thing that in the big scheme of things means absolutely nothing. Who wins or who loses a scripted fight means nothing. And I think, you know, in this life and on this earth, the devil uses many tools to try to take your eye off of and your focus off of what really matters. And what really matters is God and his kingdom. Why does the devil want to take your eyes off of that? Because the devil wants control. From the beginning of time, the devil and God have been involved in a spiritual warfare that the devil wants to win. And he wants to take over the world and he wants to own the world. And he does that in the world by trying to convince us and spotlight us on things that are important that mean absolutely nothing. How many of us are obsessed with certain things that mean nothing? You know, it could be wrestling. It could be a sports team. It could be, a Comic-Con. It could be cosplay. It could be video games. There are a million things we can be obsessed with that really takes focus off of God and his kingdom and where our energy needs to go. So that's why I try to dive into the world with the word of God and through a form of entertainment, bring that back to God. Now, of course, when a lot of people are from the world and they don't want me to achieve this goal that God has given me, and they don't want to look in the mirror, and they don't want to admit to or fess up to the fact of they're putting a lot of time in something that means nothing, and maybe they aren't putting the time into the person that created them that they should be, that's when the mudslinging and that's when the name calling begins. So they could paint Vince Russo in the light of, look at Vince Russo, he is a horrible Christian, and all those Christians are horrible. and all those Christians don't practice what they preach. All those Christians are hypocritical. Okay, that's the picture they try to paint. Okay, the funny thing is, as a Christian, again, let's get back to logic. I don't think people really understand the word Christianity. I don't think people really understand the difference between Christianity and religion. I don't think they get that. Religion are different groups of people that have read the Bible, broken down the Bible, and interpreted it a different way. The Catholics have their interpretation. The Baptists have their interpretation. Lutheran has their interpretation. The Jewish faith, they have their interpretation. All these groups have their interpretation of the Bible. Then if you are a Catholic, if you are a Protestant, if you are a Lutheran, if you are in that particular group, then you follow that translation of the Bible. That's not what Christianity is. Christianity to you and to me is our interpretation of the Bible on a personal level. When we get into the Word of God and we read the Old Testament, which is not easy to read, is not easy to understand, is not easy to digest. And there are some things in the Old Testament that we may not understand. And then the New Testament. That was more or less the example of Jesus when he came into this world. So Christianity simply is my interpretation of God's word. How God's word speaks to me and how I am going to fulfill my capability of living my life according to his word. And that doesn't mean that I'm going to avoid or I'm going to ignore the things that don't fit my lifestyle. That's not what that means. That doesn't mean that I'm going to pick and choose what works for me and what doesn't work for me, brother. That's not what it means. What it means is I may fall short in a lot of areas. And quite frankly, I may suck in a lot of areas. But I know. Consciously, I know in my head, I know in my heart, I need to work on those areas. And if I'm going to be more godlike, and if I'm going to want God to use me more instrumental in his plan, these are things I need to change about myself with his love and his understanding. So I don't pick and choose rules I want to follow and rules I don't want to follow. But let me make one thing perfectly clear to you. Christianity is a personal thing. You get in the Bible, you get in the Word of God, you read it, you eat it, you digest it, and then you break it down into how is this speaking to me? How is God using his word to affect me? That's what Christianity is. That's why the world likes to throw, you know, he's a bad Christian. Look at Vince, the castrating Christian. Unfortunately, we are all bad Christians. There is no human being walking this planet that could live up to the word of God. Not one of us. We are all horrible Christians. The fact that we are flawed, the fact that we make mistakes, the fact that we sin is the basis of why we need God in our lives. It is the basis of his word, and it is the basis of our prayer, asking God for his love and his forgiveness, and asking God to not give up on us and to continue to work on us so we can equip ourselves, we can be ready to achieve what it is that he created us to achieve. A lot of people hate Christian people because they think that Christian people think they're perfect. You want to know something? I actually have been around many Christian people that have thought they were perfect, and they were phonies. They weren't real. I felt like an outcast because I knew in my mind, nobody is perfect. There is only one perfect being, and that's God. And if anybody is acting or attempting to be perfect, it is a facade. And you're trying to put on a front to maybe hide something. A real Christian, a person like me, hides nothing. I am not a saint. I am a sinner. So when you throw at me my Christianity, you know what? You are right. Because I fall short quite a bit. Here's the only difference between you and I. I know I'm falling short. God makes me quite aware of I'm falling short. After I make that mistake, God pulls me to the side and has a little conversation with me and says, Vince, we need to work on these things. You cannot represent me in the world. You cannot go out there and achieve the things that I designed and I created you to do until we get you right. And that's what life is. Life is a learning process. We fail, we go back to go. We fail, we go back to go. We fail, we start all over again. God is constantly showing us the ill of our ways. And we know he's right, and we know we're wrong, and we know we need a lot of work. I've said things about people I shouldn't have said. And I've apologized and I've asked for forgiveness. I've done things I shouldn't have done. And I apologize and I ask for forgiveness. But that's what having God or Christianity at the center of your life is all about. It's all about hope. Because being born into this world, we are all effed up. We are all a product of this world. We are all a mess. We all add to the problem. We all spread negativity. Every single one of us. But really what separates a Christian is God makes you well aware of that. And he shows you, he pulls no punches, but he works on you on a daily, hourly, minute by minute basis. And that's the hope spot. The hope spot is, since I recognize my flaws and I understand my flaws, there is the chance and I have the opportunity to correct those flaws. Now, without God in your life, and you are making these flaws, and you are sinning, and you are not getting better as a human being, and then you wonder, why are all these things happening to me? Why do I struggle with stress? Why do I struggle with depression? Why do I have such a hateful spirit? Why am I such a negative person? You don't have the answers to those questions because God is nowhere near your life. So you don't know. You don't know. You don't understand why you're the way you are. You don't understand why you say the things that you say. You don't understand why you make obsessions the most important thing in your life. What's in the box? You don't understand those things. So you don't have a chance to correct them. You don't have a chance to get the answers. You don't have the chance or the opportunity to be a better person. There are so many whys. We have so many whys. Why was I created this way? Why are these my strengths? Why are these my weaknesses? Why do I look the way I do? Why do I sound the way I do? Why do I act the way I do? Why are my siblings who they are? Why are my parents who they are? There are so many whys that you don't have the answer to, so it's hopeless. Opposed to knowing I was created by a much higher spiritual being. I was created for a reason. There is only one person who has those answers, and that's God. And when I believe in God, as Christians do with all their heart and soul, now there is hope. Now I will understand me. I will understand Vince Russo. I will understand my surroundings. I will know right from wrong. I can break everything down because there is a purpose and there is a light and there is a reason. Without God, there's none of that. Without God, you're just here existing. So if you go out there today on social media and you spread hate, it is just another day. If you hurt another human being, it is just another day. If you're obsessed with things that don't matter for your own detriment, it's just another day. There is nothing to guide you. There is nothing to give you a level or a sense of understanding. Absolutely nothing. But with God in your life, all that is provided. Because everything has meaning, everything has purpose. And the key to life is unraveling all that. And it does take a lifetime. And the more you put your focus other places, the less time you're spending trying to figure all that out, trying to align yourself with God. trying to understand, why am I here? Why am I the only one like me? That's what a Christian does. A Christian believes in the Word of God wholeheartedly. A Christian doesn't believe they're never going to F up. A Christian doesn't believe they're never going to say the wrong thing. A Christian never believes that they're not going to fall short. As a matter of fact, a Christian knows they will do all those things. Study the apostles in the Bible. They were us. They were us. That's us. You've got Jesus and you've got the apostles representing us. And look at their flaws and look at their mistakes. They are the representation of us today on this planet. So the next time you want to take a shot at my Christianity, what you're really doing is you're showing how naive you are. You don't need to tell me I'm not perfect. Because if you're telling me I'm not perfect, what you're insinuating is you're perfect. And if you think you're perfect, then God is nowhere in your life. So God, hope is available to all of us. No matter what you've done in the past, no matter what mistakes you made, no matter what sins you've committed, hope is available to all of us. God is available to all of us. All we have to do is ask. I say this every day. God, take over my soul. Take over my body, take over my being, and cleanse me of the poison of this world. I say that every day. Don't let me get caught up in the poison of this world and the devil's work. Fill me with the Holy Spirit. Show me the way. That is available to each and every one of you. But the choice is personal. I'm not here to try to convince you. I was merely sent. I am a vessel for God to speak through somebody like Vince Russo, who is who he is, not perfect, has gone through ups and downs, but has God at the center of his life. That's it, everybody. That is life. Thanks for joining me today. I love each and every one of you. I hope you heard his words today. Have a great day.
The preceding presentation was brought to you by The Realm Network.